Welcome to podcast. Welcome to the podcast Uncut, where the only thing we edit is sensory.
ASMR.
Yes.
For your feeling
pleasure. This is my twin, Jackson.
Pretty much twin.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much twin.
Welcome to the podcast. This is Uncut, where literally the only thing we edit is if somebody swears. Like this.
Fuck.
They don't even know what you said.
They don't even know what you said, bro.
All right, you can roll the intro. Thank you. All right, well, welcome to the podcast, Jackson. I appreciate you for coming. Definitely with the last minute.
Last minute, a little. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's all right. I'm happy to be here.
So, how did you get here?
From a car?
No, how did you get here?
In a car.
How did you get in a car? How did you get into this world?
From my mother.
No.
And my father. So if you don't know, when a mom and dad...
How did you get to the place where you are now? Like, you're a senior.
Mm-hmm.
In high school. Yes, you're about to graduate what? This week?
This upcoming week,
yep, congratulations.
Yep,
congratulations.
Thank you.
So, when I ask... How did you get here? I mean, what are some big moments in your life that really led up to you being in this chair right now with me, your cousin, who looks like a twin?
Who looks like my twin.
Yeah, basically.
So I went to a Christian school, Byron Christian, and I learned a lot of social skills there and, like, other things helped me get here today. I guess, like, my eighth grade graduation was a big step. I mean, like, a lot of people probably don't remember theirs, but mine was a big one because it was like the year of COVID, and I feel like people keep, like, bringing that up, but I feel like it's such a big, like, moment in your life that you're just like, wow, I didn't even get to, like, complete that grade. And then it, like, affects your freshman year and sophomore year, because I didn't even have a full freshman year of high school, like, because everyone's looking forward to freshman year of high school, and, like, you're finally, like, in the movies, like, with all the high schoolers and whatever, but I didn't even have a full year, and it was kind of got gypped of that, which was all right, but that was, like, kind of a milestone that, like, picked up to where I got here. And I've been in the bands, I've done madrigals, which is a choir, and I've gotten more involved in church and grown in my faith, and I feel like that's helped me get here today.
Awesome. So when COVID was going on, I was a freshman.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
and I was just ending eighth grade.
Yeah. So I was gypped out of the last little, I want to say, couple months of freshman year, which is fine because it ended early. So it was,
I didn't look at it like that. That's actually true.
Yeah. Cause we didn't actually, well, we had a couple months before we started back up with school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A long time actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, most of you don't know me. My name is Dom. I'm the host of Uncut. And basically, I am a sophomore in college. Second year junior. And I started this because...
Second year junior.
I started this because I love podcasts. And I think that I would do okay with a podcast. I
Share
love to
your
talk.
Story, kind of.
Yep.
Make people laugh, yeah.
I'm a yapper. I like
D1
yap.
Yapper. D1 yapper.
I may be a
D2, so it's all right.
Maybe in a D2 school, but I'm a D1 yapper.
Yes, sir.
So for audio listeners, we just dapped up.
That was dope. It sounded really crispy if you didn't watch it.
You guys can follow me on TikTok at Uncut or Instagram Uncut, YouTube Uncut to watch the video version of this podcast, which is shaking very bad, but it's okay. You can see what we look like. Jackson's a very handsome man.
I'm very handsome.
He's very
good-looking.
We're
like twins, so this man is
we're good-looking men.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're going to college soon.
Mm-hmm. Grand Canyon.
Yeah, you're
University.
Going a few states away.
Yeah.
Are you excited to be
so
excited, dude. Out of your state of origin?
I've been ready for college since the first time I walked into senior year. I was like, I'm already ready.
That's crazy because I was ready freshman year.
Freshman year of college?
Freshman year of high school, I was done.
You're like, I'm done with this already.
Yeah, I was ready to get out of there.
Yeah. But I feel like your major's all right. Like, it's not too bad.
Yeah, finance.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're, what are you going for again?
Biochemistry.
That's right. Dude, you're crazy.
I know. Everyone's like, you're so smart. You're one of the smart ones. I'm like, bro, it's just interesting. I'm not that smart.
One of the smart ones tell you get out of school. Then you're like.
Then it's like.
Is that, whoa, he's smart. No, I'm playing. So I want to play a game with you. A couple. I want to start out.
Oh, no.
I hope maybe you. So, guys, if you don't know this podcast, obviously it's the first episode, but if you don't know, I come up with everything, and my
ASMR.
Okay, listen. The people who I bring onto the podcast have no idea what we're going to talk about. So did you come into this trying to prepare, or did you just you're like
I kind of was just like whatever.
Yeah, just gonna wing it. Hoping that with this that my guests like you are very unprepared and it's very natural and raw.
Unprepared,
reactions.
Yeah,
that's what I want a nice unprepared
reaction. I did not know anything about what I was getting into today.
Yeah,
so she's like, can you just come and record this podcast with me? I was like, sure.
Yeah,
he didn't tell me anything about what was happening.
Yep. So we have something big coming up. It's actually today is Sunday. It's Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day
to all you mothers out there.
To all you amazing hot mothers out there. Even if you're not hot, you're amazing.
Do you like hot moms?
I like hot moms. I would.
Yeah,
I like moms is cool. Anyways, back to the game. Have you ever heard of she's a 10 butt?
Yes.
Okay, so I have nothing written down, and obviously you have no idea what we were doing.
Mm-mm.
So we're gonna come up with some stuff on the spot.
Oh, and then you like say what?
Yeah, so okay. I'm gonna start off. I'm gonna say she's a 10, but I'm gonna give you some. And then you give her
a rating after that?
Yep, a rating after
or
that.
It. Or it. Bro.
That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. You give the rating after the butt.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
All right.
Ready, prepared.
So,
let's do it.
She's a 10, but she's shooting heroin. Like, banging heroin right into the veins.
I gotta
but she's
real,
a 10.
Like, okay, but if she's, like, addicted, that's kind of lower a lot.
Heroin.
I know. Probably a 4.
Probably a 4?
Probably right, a 4.
It's valid. You got one in your head for me?
Yeah, I do. She's a 10, but she chews her food so loud that everybody in the room can hear her chew
her
food.
Are we talking open mouth?
Open mouth and everything, like, going at it with her
I'm
food.
Sorry, can you do that one more time for me? That's annoying.
That's so annoying.
That's one of my pet peeves.
But she's a 10.
But she's a
10. She's a 10.
I'd say like a 7.
7.
I feel like I could.
Actually, I could go with that.
Yeah, a 7's valid.
But I feel like for me, like, that'd be so unbearable that I'd have to give her like a 5. Because it's
really?
So unbearable.
A 5.
Yeah. So it's just like, if you're in the room with like all your,
right,
all your
right.
like family and then your girlfriend's just going out like. Or
yeah, like smacking her lips. Yeah. Just 6.5, I think is
yeah,
like the. Yeah,
that's good.
Right in the middle.
Valid answer.
All right, she's a 10, but she has a limp.
She has a limp?
A limp.
So she just walks with a limp?
She walks with a limp.
I'd still give her like a 10.
A 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's not a big
deal.
See,
it's not that big of a deal.
No.
I don't find anything wrong with that.
No.
And plus, if she's disabled, then that's like a bad. Like,
I didn't say she was disabled.
Like, if she's the one thing, probably.
I didn't say she was disabled. She just has
why
a limp.
You
know, okay. She's got a little.
Why?
A little awkward offset step when she walks every time. You know, you're walking.
Okay,
like
maybe
this.
A 9, because I feel that'd be off.
You're walking,
walking
like. Yeah. You guys are trying to walk in a straight line and she's bumping you every time because she's got a limp.
Okay, yeah, 9. Or it's 9. Yeah, 9. That'd be annoying. If you're walking like on this sidewalk and then all of a sudden you're walking with your friends
you're just,
and you're and she's just going. And you're like, okay, stop, bro. All right, chill out.
For audio listeners, we just bumped into each other with the shoulders. It was
really hot.
It was really hot.
I enjoyed it.
All right, you got one?
Yeah, I do. She's a 10, but when she's talking to you, she's staring at you with her eyes wide open
into
every
my soul?
Single time. Yeah,
like deep into my soul,
deep into your soul, looking into your soul.
I feel
eyes
like
wide
she's
open.
Content. She's
you wouldn't
she's
be
here.
Creeped out if she's
I
just like
be so. It depends on how long.
Depends how long.
Bro, just looked in my eyes.
I'd be so off put, bro.
That would be off put. What would you? I don't know.
It's kind of a tricky one.
That is a tricky one.
I know.
Probably like a 4. I feel like we can't have good conversations, and a good conversation is needed.
I know, because I'd just be like, I'd be like looking away, like, why?
I think because I'm a very, I'll move when I talk to people. Yeah. I'm always doing this, even with we're not that close together. For the audio listeners, we're really not that close. I mean, our shoulders have a little bit of width, a little bit of length away, but I'll always sit like this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always moving
around, yeah.
So I think that if she's really staring, I'm going to be,
way
over. I don't think I could do that. I don't think something I could definitely, indefinitely do, because that would just be
so off-putting.
Yeah.
You got one for me?
This one might be a little
controversial.
Some people like these, but she's a 10. And some people don't care about this. Mm-hmm. So she's a 10, but she's strictly Android. So no FaceTiming.
See, because I'm an Apple guy.
So right.
I have everything Apple.
Right, exactly.
And whenever like you have a group chat or anything, Android totally messes up everything in that group chat.
Yep.
And she's not willing to, like, switch to Apple.
She's not willing to switch. She is strictly...
I feel like just her having an Android isn't that big of a deal. But, like, if I'm going to be messaging her and, like, being, like, all of that, that's going to get so annoying soon.
Right.
You know?
It definitely, could cause some...
I'd still, like, overall picture, I'd give her, like, a 9 still, because she's still good, a 10.
Yeah.
But I feel like that gets so annoying, like, later... Because Androids are so different than Apple.
Yeah.
And I'm not willing to switch to Android.
That's valid.
I'm staying in Apple.
Yeah.
Because everything I have is on Apple.
That's, yeah.
I guess it could be the same for her. So, yeah, I say 9 still.
9.
It doesn't really matter that much to me.
All right, we do one more?
Yeah. Oh, I gotta get one for you. She's a 10. But whenever she's talking to you, she always is playing with her hair, touching her hair, and then sometimes she'll reach over and touch your hair. She has a
hair fetish?
A hair fetish.
Like, she can't stop touching hair.
Yeah.
Like, ever.
Like, ever. She always has to be touching her hair when she's talking to you. She's, like, twirling it.
I can't stand my hair being touched.
You can't stand your hair being touched?
Okay, so I don't mind it if I'm just relaxing and laying down, but the more you touch curly hair, the more uncurly it gets.
It's going to get, yeah. And you like your
And I like curly, my hair yeah. curly. And so I don't want to have
I feel like you have more a curl than I do.
A little bit now, yeah.
A little bit now, but...
Your hair is pretty curly.
It's getting there.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're on a tangent now.
I don't... See, because I can't... With curly hair, you know, it'll get uncurly.
I'll get super frizzy.
Yeah. And kind of like how mine is,
it's not bad right now.
No, but it's getting, it's, you know, it's humid out.
That
humidity is the worst for curl. Mm. So I don't want to have to wash my hair every time I'm with this girl.
Because she keeps touching your hair. You just have one side that's frizzy then.
Right. And you can't just, you know.
Yeah.
You can't. 7.
7.
Pass.
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 Smash. Smash.
But what if she just plays with her hair so much, but she has straight hair, so it doesn't do anything to her hair?
That's fine, but you said she touched my hair.
Yeah. Okay, but what if she didn't touch your hair? She only touched her hair constantly.
I think it's kind of like a quirk. Could be cute sometimes, you know.
Sometimes annoying, maybe.
Yeah, she's kind of twirling her hair over here. Sometimes it could be like...
Right.
All
right,
that's enough.
Like quit that. Like,
yeah,
that's getting annoying now.
Get your hands out of your hair.
For me, that's literally the same thing as chewing for me.
Yeah.
Like, if people are chewing, I'm like, okay, that's enough. You have to stop.
Yeah.
Like, with your mouth open, chewing with
stop
your mouth open.
Stop chewing with your mouth open, guys. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
It's disgusting. Speaking of chewing with their mouth open.
No, don't. Mutes, Mike. We do not cut anything out in this podcast unless Jackson is crunching in the mic.
Unless I'm crunching the mic.
Do you let it crunch? Or do you wipe? Do you let it crust or wipe?
I'm a wiper. Because that's nasty.
Folder or crinkler? Do you ball it up?
Oh, folder.
Folder, absolutely.
Totally folder.
How can you
then I
ball
I
it up
I,
and...
Yeah. Only if I'm like shooting a basket from the opposite end of the hall, from the opposite end of the classroom.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. So you wipe your butt in the classroom?
Yeah. In front of everybody.
And then once you're done with the square, you roll
yeah,
it
and then I, the then I, yeah.
The, and
then
I, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you just take a step back and you throw it in the toilet?
Yeah.
It's a fun game. You should try that sometime.
I know. We've played that game before.
In the same bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember this. Did you do something to me?
I would never.
Okay, this has been...
No, this is good. This is good. This is exactly how I
content.
Thought it'd go. Yeah, this is exactly how I thought it'd go.
Did I fulfill your hopes and dreams for this podcast?
We're not done.
Oh.
We have a long time. It's only been like 15 minutes. You're stuck here.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got any more content?
We're running like two episodes out of this.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to be sitting here for a minute.
I'm going to be famous is what you're saying.
I don't know about that one.
Oh.
So what are you expecting in college?
What do you mean, what am I expecting?
Do you expect to...
Like, make friends?
Do you expect to
be friends with my roommates.
Do you expect to be out there?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to be pretty...
I'm not going to be a hermit and stay in my apartment.
Right. I mean, that's what I do.
Oh, so you're a hermit?
Yeah.
So you don't put yourself
out
there?
No, yeah, I'm a loser.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just...
So then why'd you think about doing a podcast if you're a loser?
Oh, I don't know. I streamed a lot in my in my room.
So video you put yourself out there in other ways.
Yeah, I stream Gango Clips. You know,
check
Gango
out
Clips.
Stream.
Yep, Gango Clips on TikTok. So
Gango YouTube. Clips 2.
GANC0CLIPS. That's Gango Clips.
Yep.
No, what I mean by out there is, I mean, do you expect to have a lot of friends? Do you expect to
get along
with...
I'm expecting myself to be social,
getting
out there, kind of getting a lot of friends. Because I feel like college is the time of your life where you're, like, finally, responsible for only yourself. And you can, like, actually put yourself out there.
I agree.
And, like, do the things that you want to do instead of being tied down elsewhere.
Absolutely, I agree. Are you excited to live alone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, like, not because I feel like alone would be super boring, but like have my own room, but be with roommates and
right.
like actually living with like other people that are
right. Yeah. You got. I mean, you have roommates, but I mean, you're not gonna be living with parents anymore.
No. Yeah.
You make your own rules. Yeah. You get to do
that'll
what you
be
want
nice,
to do
I think.
When you want to do.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Yeah,
that'll be nice. Yeah.
I think you're gonna struggle moving back in.
I struggle moving back to my house after.
Yeah.
Because then I have to listen to their rules because I'll be in
Yeah,
their
you
house.
Have, what, four siblings?
Three siblings.
You have three siblings.
Three siblings.
And
yep.
it's
and they'll all
two
be
brothers
there when I
and
get
a
back.
Sister.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll all be there when you get back.
Yep.
So are you ready for that?
No.
It's,
they're crazy.
I'll tell you right now, it's definitely harder to
move back
in.
Mm-hmm.
Moving out of the house... To be on your own is a lot easier.
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Can I ask the host a question?
100%.
Okay. So was it easier, like, was it not that difficult to move out, like, in the first place? Like, were you expecting it to be harder to move out?
I was expecting to miss...
Miss that a little bit
Miss
more?
It a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I live with my niece, so...
Oh.
Breaking stuff.
Yeah.
I live with my niece.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely missed her a lot.
Yeah. That makes sense.
But not the rules. I got to be out late, super late.
And you didn't get any, like, repercussions for that?
Nope.
Because, you're on your own.
Yeah. Like, there were multiple nights where it was, like, 2 a.m. and me and my roommate, we were like, let's go get some food.
Oh, that's so dope. And
we'd
do whatever you want.
Yeah, and we'd go out and we'd go get food. Mm. We'd come back. We'd bring it to the dorm.
Mm. That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah,
so
it was great.
Excited, yeah.
It was also nice that we had a flat screen TV.
That didn't work after like
yeah.
a couple weeks.
No, we got a new one.
Oh, you got a new
yep,
one?
Yep, it worked. Mm-hmm. 65 inch instead of the 75 inch, yeah.
Did you guys all chip in?
No, it was free. Yeah, my roommate won it.
Dang.
Yeah, shout out Jamin.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then obviously we all had PCs. So I have two.
Yeah. That's true.
Oh
yeah, I got to take my Xbox.
Yeah.
When I go.
That's huge. Trust me. You know how in high school, we didn't game that much.
Yeah,
like we
had
played
a lot
here
of...
and there, but we had
yeah,
a lot to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I gamed so much in college. Yeah. I think I doubled. Year, yeah. I think I tripled my gaming.
Seriously.
Yeah, my gaming time. I think it also helps that I built another PC, like a powerhouse PC.
You have two PCs now.
Yeah. If anybody wants a PC, let me know. I don't need two, so it's like $1,000.
I don't plan on getting a PC, so I'm not going to get it.
No, that's valid.
Xbox is good enough for me.
Yeah, I sold my Xbox.
Mm. Yeah.
But I also don't
use that for your PC.
Also don't need my PS5.
You still have
your
PS5?
I still have my PS5, yeah.
Yeah, you should sell that.
I know. You know what's also crazy?
What?
Remember our Xbox Ones?
Yeah.
I still have it.
You still have your Xbox One?
I still have
One?
My Xbox One.
No,
I never turned it back in.
Do you still have your games and stuff?
I do.
Oh, that's dope.
See, I want to get a Kinect for it and play the 360 Kinects on the Xbox One. Because you know how you could use your arms and everything to throw the footballs and you didn't have to have any controllers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have VR for that.
I do. I do have a Quest 3.
You have a Quest 3.
I do. I have the brand new Quest 3. Yeah.
It's loaded. He is not.
I'm not. I'm just kidding. No, yeah, you're absolutely allowed to ask me questions anytime you want.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm open for questions. This is the first episode.
Mm-hmm. Were you... I'm going to ask you another question.
Yeah, go for it.
Were you nervous to meet your roommates, or did you know them ahead of time?
So one of them, I dragged there from high school.
Yeah.
Yep. So I knew one of them. And then the other one, we became friends instantly. It was like...
Was that Jamin?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Me and Jay, we instantly... Mm-hmm. I say Jay, but you're also Jay.
Yeah, I'm Jay.
Me and Jamin, we instantly clicked. We talked for, I think, 2 minutes. And we were like, all right, this is dope. Yeah. Like, we're going to be best friends.
What about Holloway?
Holloway's a great guy. Mm. Great guy. I love Holloway. He's actually at training right now.
Mm.
Yeah, he's in
training
the military.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, yeah. So thanks, Holloway, for your
service.
Yeah, appreciate you, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably listening to this, too.
Probably.
They probably will, Flory. I hope so.
Yeah,
I hope my friends would listen to my podcast.
They probably won't, because I'm not going to listen to this. I'm even in it.
Well, you're not going to listen to it because you don't like your own voice.
Yeah.
But I'm going to listen to it. And I'm going to make fun of your voice.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. This is great.
I know. Yeah, I guess, like, for me, when I go to college, I feel like I'm nervous to, like, because I've already met one of them, not in person, but, like, online. Because when you go to Grand Canyon, a lot of people come from outside of other states.
Yes.
So, like, a lot of my roommates are in different, like, we're all in different states. So you can't just, like, meet up. But I've talked to one of them on Snapchat, and I don't know the other two. But I guess I'm kind of nervous to, like, meet them in real life, because I feel like talking to somebody online and meeting them in real life is a lot different. So yes. I feel like I'm kind of nervous about that.
Yeah,
that's, like, the main thing, really.
It's definitely different.
Mm.
Meeting in person. Online, people aren't scared to say what they want to say behind a screen.
Mm-hmm.
But in person, it's definitely
a little bit different.
It's a little different.
Yeah. Not as out there, maybe, or not as willing to say what they want to say.
Right. When you're in person, you don't, you know, you might be, if you're mad at somebody behind a screen, you're like, oh, I'm going to rip them a new one.
Yeah.
I'm going to punch them in the face. And you meet them in person, you're like, I guess we can be friends. We'll be good. You know?
Yeah.
So it's different, but I think you're a really easy person to get along with.
Yeah, I hope that I'll get along with them.
Yeah, I mean, we got along.
Right at
your birth.
We don't get along
at all. Yeah, I was at your birth.
You were?
I was.
I was at your birth, too.
You were in your mother's stomach.
Yeah, so I was there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are 6 months apart. To the date.
Yeah, actually.
To the day.
Dude, yeah.
15th. 6 months exactly.
Not 6 months. 4 months.
5 months? 4 months?
Four.
No. October to
June.
June. I thought it was July. My bad, I'm so sorry.
November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June. 8 months.
8 months.
Wow, we were both wrong.
Wow, we were very, okay, your mom was 1 month pregnant. Okay, so they probably didn't even know.
Probably didn't even know.
No.
I was there.
You were there.
I was.
And I appreciate you for that.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't
your
choice.
I didn't have a choice. I was still there.
We have known each other since birth.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Not that I wanted to, but
it wasn't much of our choice.
I know.
You know?
We're kind of forced.
Cousins by force.
Cousins by birth, friends by force.
That's yeah. Cousins by birth, friends by choice.
Friends by force.
Friends by force, brothers by choice.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one. That's the new podcast name. It's a really long podcast name.
Yeah. Wait, what was it?
Cousins by birth.
Friends by force. Brothers by choice.
Yeah. Wait, why does that actually sound so good, though?
Because I made it up and everything I make up sounds good.
Yeah.
Except for my makeup.
I don't think you do makeup.
Do?
Do you do makeup?
Do you do
makeup?
Do we do makeup?
Do we do makeup?
I feel like we could make a good makeup brand.
We could. It would be the...
It'd be the boyest makeup brand.
It'd be the boys' makeup brand.
The boys. Makeup for the boys.
Makeup for the boys.
Make out with the boys?
Yeah. What? Hey, that's reserved for only the boys.
Only the boys.
Yeah.
That's all it is. What do you, you know what classes you're taking for college?
Yeah, so at Grand Canyon for my major, I have to take certain classes on campus.
Right.
So, like, this year I was taking a lot of APs, as a lot of kids who are going into college is due, like, take AP so you can get ahead in credits.
Right.
But a lot of them I actually can't, like, transfer there because I have to take them on campus. So I have to take biology, chemistry, and I have to do, like, that's, like, the lab and lecture. And they're, like, the same class but, like, different times. So, like, I have a biology lab class, and then I have a biology lecture. And I have to take – because I'm also in the honors college. So I have to take, a humanities class. And, like, I have to take one class every semester for that. And
okay.
That I need extra credits to graduate with honors, GCU honors.
Okay.
Which is cool. But other classes, I actually kind of forgot the other ones, but I know those are like my core ones.
So do you have to take any gen eds?
Yeah, I have to take math and English. Is that what you mean by that?
Yeah, so gen eds would be like science, English, math.
Yeah, so biology, history. And chemistry, but that's like required for my major.
Right.
Yeah, I have to take an English class and a math class, but they want to put me in the higher one, but I don't know if I want to do that because that's going to be a lot more work.
The awesome thing about college is it is your choice.
It is my choice.
They can want whatever they want, but you're the one paying money.
And the thing is, like, freshman year, you're like, I don't want a lot of workload, and I don't want to be doing a lot of stuff because I want to, like, make friends and venture out and whatever and do all this other stuff.
Absolutely.
But for me, if I'm paying for it, I want to be challenged at least.
Right.
You know, I don't want to go into a class that I know everything about already.
My first semester was super easy.
Yeah.
Super easy. My second semester, not so much.
Kind of drowned in your second semester a little bit?
Yeah, I definitely drowned in my second semester, 100%. So just remember that college is different than high school. In that, I think no matter what classes you take, it will be challenging, even if it doesn't seem challenging in the moment. Because you can be in a class. I took there's one class that Davenport forces you to take.
What class is
that? And it's a math class. Mm. And it's high school math. Just so you...
So you knew how to do
math
already?
So you are kept up on it.
Nice.
I knew everything about it. But the workload is the hard part.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I think I remember... I think I remember sitting in my dorm for, I think, 3 to 4 hours... Just working on straight math homework.
Seriously.
Yeah. And that may be on my part because I probably procrastinated a lot.
Yeah.
But,
Oh, so do you have it like where you get math homework for like at the start of the week and you just keep getting math homework and it's all due Friday?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's like not due the next day.
Right. So some things would be like, actually 90% of my classes are, hey, homework assignments will be due Tuesday, the next following week, the next time you're in class.
Oh, so they give it to you like a week before?
Right. Mm. But it'd be like eight
probably
assignments.
Yeah, that's true.
And then obviously they do the thing, and definitely in accounting, I can't stand accounting. It's the worst thing ever. If you go and do accounting for your major, I applaud you because it is the most boring and confusing subject I have ever had.
What if I told you I was going into accounting?
I would applaud you.
You would applaud me?
I would applaud you. Mm. I would say congratulations because that's something I could not do.
Yeah, because you're just so bored.
It's boring. See,
that's me in history.
I'm a math major.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I'm a business major. I do math. It's so boring, Jackson. Yeah. When I tell you, math is boring to me, but I'm good at it. Not mentally. Like, I'm not quick up here.
Excuse me.
You're okay. But I'm good at picking it up fast with math.
Right. Like, you just have, like, a niche for it.
Almost. Right, yeah. Right, right. Not in accounting.
Not in accounting.
It's totally different. Because
is that, like, more... But accounting's still math, isn't it?
It's less math and more, like, this... Like, this needs to be debited. This needs to be credited.
Oh, and so it's like the kind of the thought process behind what you do with the...
Right, with the accounts.
Yeah.
It's all account. So it's like this account, like...
This account needs this much.
Yes.
Blah, blah,
and
blah.
And then your debits and your credits have to equal every time. And if they don't, you did something wrong. And I just... That's like the only math part about it. Is making sure your credits and debits equal. And it's just... It's so brain-numbing and very, what's the word, tedious.
Like, just tedious work that just takes
so,
forever. Yeah.
So tedious.
Yeah.
It's insane. Do you want to play another game?
Sure.
Red flag, green flag. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah.
So, I don't have paper with me. I should have grabbed paper. So you're going to think... I will think and then you will think of a thing that somebody does,
and we will say if it's a red or a green flag.
If it's a red or a green flag. Like, for example, we'll do a little practice around here real quick.
All right.
Constantly on their phone.
Red flag.
Red flag.
Totally red flag.
Absolutely red flag.
I mean, it's okay to be on your phone, but if you're, like, in the middle of a conversation or if you're, like, at a restaurant or... other like, public places, like and you're just constantly on your phone, I say red flag.
I think if
totally red flag.
I think if somebody ever comes on this podcast and we're talking like this and they pick
like
up...
Like if I'm just like,
and they're,
yeah, whatever, I just... I'm
yeah.
And they're
doing that, I think I'd kick them off. I think I'd say get off.
This is not working.
This isn't working,
no.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
I think it would make for a great short episode.
To
kick somebody off a podcast, but I think that it's disrespectful and rude.
I mean, technically you already have... kind of not really kick somebody off, but you've
somebody decided not to show up,
so I got to come here.
You're not a replacement, you're just my boy. And I can always trust you. And
well, I was gonna be on an episode anyway, it just came sooner than I thought.
Absolutely, me too.
Yeah,
I knew you were gonna be on an episode. I figured you'd be on an episode like 3 or 4 or 5,
yeah, like later episodes.
Yeah. But no, you're here on episode 1 and I'm happy you're here,
cause I think
we're having a great conversation.
I think so too.
All right, red flag, green flag. They have a stutter.
I say green flag because some stutters you can't help. But if they're, like, doing it for attention, then it's a red flag.
Absolutely.
You know? It just depends on, like, what kind of stutter they have. Like, if it's a purposeful stutter, red flag.
All right, that was vague.
You know, it's kind of tricky.
Okay, we'll redo that. Let's do, they fake a disability.
Oh, red flag.
100%.
Red flag, 100%.
That's terrible.
That's terrible. That's
for
just like
for attention.
Mean. Yeah. I cannot stand that.
Go
now
for
I need
it.
To think of something.
No, you know what gets me? Hold up 1 second.
Okay.
You know what gets me is, you know, Sketch.
Yeah.
Okay, he plays a character. Do you think that's disrespectful of him?
Plays it like Sketch. On his videos, he plays a character, like a different character.
Yeah, so he's...
Like, is he purposely making fun of somebody?
No. So, he has anxiety, and that's what started it all.
Mm.
Well, obviously, now it's played out. It's a character.
Right, but it's his character.
But it's his character. Some people don't like him because they think he's making fun of people who have disabilities like that.
Oh, his character is somebody who has a disability?
Well, have you seen him talk?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, he's got, like, a... He almost stutters a little bit and has, like, I don't know how to say it. He makes facial expressions kind of like he has Tourette's, you know,
Tuesday.
All that stuff.
Oh, that's tricky.
So, I feel like I don't have a problem with it, obviously. I don't care.
You
it's
don't
not
care.
Me.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in the same boat. I wouldn't care, but I feel like since other people think that's being disrespectful to them, I would... Sorry, I feel like... felt like I just heard somebody say, like, hi, like, in your garage. Like, it was freaky.
Let's relax.
I'm sorry. That was, I just heard somebody, like, whisper.
There are people outside, so.
Oh.
Yeah, we have neighbors right across there.
Oh, that might be what I heard then.
Probably.
I was kind of freaky. I was like, is there a ghost in here or something?
No, they were just outside.
Okay. What was I just saying? Yeah, it just, I guess it depends on, like, if other people think that's a bad thing, I feel like I wouldn't judge them for thinking that, because I feel like that's a valid thing to think.
Right.
But for me, it's not a problem.
Yeah.
I feel like that's fine.
I think that some people are a little too sensitive.
Yeah.
I think it comes down to more of a sensitivity.
A lot of people nowadays are very, very, very sensitive.
You can't
and
make a joke
and a lot
about
of the
anything.
Time it's nothing personal. Like, it's you're not attacking somebody.
No.
It's just you just did something and then they just take it way too far.
Yeah. Like, you can't make you really can't joke anymore, right. Can you?
Like, have you seen the videos where people are like walking around with like sombreros on and like mustaches and they're like, hey, do you like my outfit? And they're like, no, that's racist.
That's racist.
Like, you should not be wearing that.
Right. And
that's
then they
disrespectful. And then they go up to actual people who wear that.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, that outfit's awesome. I love it, dude.
I actually saw one TikTok where the guy was wearing like a Chinese festival.
Yeah.
Kind of suitable outfit for it.
Right. Yeah.
And he went to China and he said, hey, is this disrespectful? And in her best English.
Yeah.
She could. She said, no. Our culture is to share with everybody.
Yeah.
Why are we hiding culture and making it racist when it's a culture
making
to
it
share?
Disrespectful
right.
For other people. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's... And people might
actually
think
love
this,
that sentiment.
Yeah, I think it's amazing.
I think it, yeah.
And people might say, oh, that's because you guys are two white males. I think that us being two white males has nothing to do with the way we think.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, totally.
Because I think we come off as almost racist and...
More than, like, other people.
More than other people
yeah.
Because we are white males. And I'm not, you know... I just think that white males have been...
A little bit more criticized than
A little
others.
Bit more criticized now than
That's,
what
I,
they used... You know?
I agree, yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like... The fact that she's saying that to them, being two white males, is better.
Yeah.
Like, it shows that, like, really they want to share with everybody.
Absolutely.
And, like, everybody. And they're not doing it, like, with malicious intent or
right.
being racist or disrespectful. I feel like it's just a place of, like, yeah, I want to share this with other people because I think it's cool.
Yeah.
I like it, you know?
I absolutely agree. All right, we got a little off track. We want to get back to the game?
Sure.
Sorry. I don't want
we
just
to... totally went on a huge
Yeah, I don't want it to go political.
Yeah.
You got one for me?
I don't. If you have one, you should go because I do not have
All
right,
one.
I was really deep in that
conversation. You're good. Yeah, that was good. That was good. Okay. Red flag or green flag?
Mm.
Ooh. Actually, I have a good one. Hold up. They are a hoarder.
Oh, red flag.
Yeah.
Red flag for me. Because I feel like, for me, I know a lot of hoarders... hoard because I like the memories and I like to
right.
be like this was this time I need to keep that because it'll help me remember this which
right.
is a good sentiment but I feel like you still have the memories and
Absolutely.
You still have that in your heart and you can keep it hold it in your heart so you don't need like the tangible object I mean like some objects obviously you can keep because it's like yeah I have to keep this because it's like very
right.
personal to me but not like trash
I agree
like a lot of I know a lot of people hoard trash and that's like It's trash.
They hoard trash, know? Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like all around the house, the backyard, and everything.
I've actually seen the show Hoarders, and it's
great like, show.
Yeah.
Great show.
The work that they're doing helping those people is awesome.
Yeah.
But
not, definitely not my favorite
stuff.
To
yeah.
see everybody in that
state,
predicament
yeah.
and state, but definitely great show to help people get out there.
Mm.
All right.
I think I got one for you.
Okay. Shoot.
Red flag or green flag? When somebody goes to buy a laptop, they purposely get the most expensive one, even though they can't afford it.
Red flag.
Red flag.
I'm a finance student.
Yeah.
That's not okay. If you cannot afford something, you should not buy it just because you think it's good.
Like, because they have the money for it, but, like, with the state of financial, like, well-being that they're in, they, like, really can't afford it.
No.
Even though they really want the other laptop.
Yeah, no, that's a red flag. Go get something you can
okay,
afford.
Okay, but what if the laptop that they're getting is going to help them get back on their feet? Would you say that?
There are so many different different laptops and different I can't speak English.
It's all right.
No, they're most laptops can do the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that you pushing yourself out there to really get the top best thing, even though you can't afford it, is a no-go. I think it's a red flag.
I'd agree with you.
Yeah.
I'd agree.
I think that, you know, you don't have to get, if we're talking MacBooks, because you're an Apple guy.
Total Apple guy.
So you know about the new MacBook CPUs,
mm-hmm.
their new chips, their M3s, their M2s, and their M1s. The one that your mom, the computer your mom has.
Yes.
So if you want an M3 chip, like what your mom has, mm-hmm. the really fast, good one.
The really good one.
Yeah, that's the nice one. But you can only afford the M1. Get the M1.
You'd have to.
Because you can't afford it. It's going to, you know, those computers are going to do the same stuff. You can't, the difference between the M1 and the M3 is not going to help you get back on your feet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I'm just like digesting what you're saying.
Right. So if you're doing video editing, let's put it in video editing.
Yeah.
You're doing video editing and, you know, the M3 is going to be faster. It's just a fact. It's going to compute faster.
Yeah, it's going to be faster.
But you can't afford it. The M1's still going to do the job.
But it's just going to be less fast.
It's just going to be a little slower.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah, and at that point, I feel like you just have to get the thing that you can afford.
Yeah, just deal with it.
You'd have to deal with it.
I mean, we can't all have Surface Pro 9s.
I know. But once you have the money, then totally upgrade.
Yeah, definitely. That's,
and if you want that, totally upgrade.
Yeah.
It's just going to have to be later down the line.
That's exactly what I'm doing here.
I feel like it's like a thing about patience, you know?
100%. Almost. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Patience.
I struggle with that, but that's just me.
No, yeah, I go out on limbs.
Yeah.
I'll definitely, one day I'll be like, I want this. All right, I'm buying it. I feel like, I wanted to do a podcast for a really long time. But that's exactly how this happened.
It's because you waited? When you could actually, like,
because I waited.
The equipment and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I made money off TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And I use that TikTok money to buy these. So I gotta adjust this real quick. It's irritating me.
There we go.
I've
just been chilling here with mine.
No, you're good. Yeah,
yep.
I set yours up pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah.
See now it's more up, so I can. My back's killing me. I gotta sit up a little bit. What was I saying?
I don't even know. You were saying something about how.
Oh, I forgot the podcast.
Yeah, you were saying something about the
podcast. Yes. That's all I've been talking about for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I want to do a podcast.
Been talking nonstop about the past 2 weeks.
I'm excited. So I use my TikTok money to get these mics. I already had my computer, so I was pretty much good on that. I got the XLR cords with that money from TikTok, stands from the money from TikTok. So I don't think I will actually. The only thing I will actually need an extra of, I only have two of these cords.
Hmm.
So if we have another person on here, like if it's you, Carson, or you and somebody else,
yep,
I'll have to get another cord.
For three?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I don't mind.
Yeah, and you have three mics, right?
I do have three mics, yeah.
Yes, you're good.
Three mics and only two cords and two stands. So I, you know.
That third mic's going to do some real good if you only have three cords.
That's what I'm saying. Well.
Hey, we're recording a podcaster.
Hello.
Hello. My dad just walked in. Yeah, flipped me off.
That's nice.
Not very cool.
Save some for the rest of us.
Yeah, thanks for joining the podcast.
That says it all.
Alright.
Okay.
Bye, father. Alright, yeah, I think the next time I would upgrade would be from podcast money or TikTok money.
Yeah, the money that you earn from doing this.
Yeah, because yeah. I have a big job, a big boy job, where I work 8 hours a day. What's the average? 8 hours? 9 hours?
8 hours.
Yeah, I work about 8-9 hours a day.
Average, yeah.
Yeah. So, I think last week I got like 43 hours. So, it's pretty good.
He's making a big boy money.
Big boy money. So, I think that I wouldn't use my hard-earned money on this podcast. Or, nah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I think that
in college, because you're a college
student. Right, exactly.
Students are broke.
What I have now is good enough to get me by until I can start making money either off the podcast or off TikTok again. Mm.
Do you have a... Do you have a red or green flag for me?
I do. Red or green flag. They don't know how to drive. They can't drive. They have no idea. They're like our age. Can't drive.
Red flag. Like if they have their license, then they just can't drive.
No, they can't drive at all. No license, no nothing. They cannot drive. They never learned. They never wanted to.
They never want to
They
learn.
Never want to
oh,
learn.
Red flag.
They want to be chauffeured around.
Red flag. You can just mooch off of people to drive you around if you're just not going to drive.
Absolutely.
Like, if you don't want to learn how to drive, then you're just not going to go anywhere.
Right.
You can't expect people to drive you around and be like, well, I can't drive. Like, I just never learned. Well, that's your own fault that you didn't learn.
That is, yep.
You know?
I agree, 100%.
You can't use me to get rides around because you didn't want to learn how to drive.
Right.
That's stupid.
What if she gives you gas money? Does that help the red flag?
It'd have to be more than what I'm spending on gas.
That's valid.
Because, like, if she's just giving me what I spend on gas, then that's just, like...
She's also running up your OD, your odometer.
That's true. Yeah, and she's running that up.
Yeah.
And I'm taking time out of my day to come grab this person.
Yeah.
And bring them to wherever they need to go. I'm pretty much just being a taxi.
Yeah.
An Uber.
Yep.
So,
I never drive Uber, Java. Careful, I don't want to get...
censored because your voice is so bad.
Because my voice is so good
that
they think it'd be the actual singer.
Oh, copyrighted.
Copyright.
For real.
Exactly.
You sound so
I'm
much
just
like
that
artist.
Good.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
You're so welcome. Oh, hello.
All right, we're being interrupted again. All right, it's my mother this time. Hi, mother.
Why do we laugh the same way?
You having a good day? Can I have a hug for Mother's Day? You're going to be on camera a little bit. Is that okay?
Aw, that's so nice.
Happy Mother's Day. I love you.
Thank you. Love you too.
Yeah. All right, now get out.
Hi.
We have a podcast.
Happy Mother's Day.
I would like it if you'd leave.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, well, you're not being quiet. You're being loud.
We'll forgive you if you give us some of that you're having.
Oh, we can't have that. We're underage.
Oh, yeah.
I love you, Mom.
Love you too.
Have a good one.
Have a good
podcast. Yeah. Thank you. All right. So we're getting...
We're getting to our... So
we're getting towards the end of the podcast.
Yes, I mean...
Yes.
What? I'm just kidding.
So we're gonna. Let's
Dude, I'm actually like sweating in here. It's so hot.
It's
in
very
here.
Hot in
it's
here.
Hot
yeah,
in here.
We'll have to.
I'm in here. You know I was gonna say that. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. So we're getting towards the end. Is there? You know, let's do one or two more rounds.
Oh, red flag.
Red flag. Green flag.
Let's
do like. You call one. I call
this
one.
This is actually a very
done.
Obvious one. I feel in my eyes, very obvious one. But it
okay.
could be controversial for other people. But I feel it's very obvious. If a guy and a girl are walking on the sidewalk, but they're not dating, they're
okay.
just friends, they're just walking together, the guy is towards the road end of the sidewalk.
So he's blocking her from traffic?
Yes.
Green flag.
I totally agree.
Absolutely should be. That's chivalrous.
Yep.
That's
I totally
that's
agree.
Chivalry.
And I feel like a lot of other people would agree with that, that one.
You should agree because
yep.
it's just like, it's how it should be. So the guy should be on the end, which this is in my opinion, because some people think, that's so, you know, it's
just
the
same thing.
It's
that's
the 21st century. It's 2024.
Yes.
But in my eyes, chivalry should not be dead. I mm-hmm. still open the door. I still
yep,
walk
totally.
on the side because I'm trying to protect you. If a guy always wants to protect what they love.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, what if they're not dating? They're just friends.
Do you not love your friends?
I mean, I do love my
You're
friends.
You're a terrible friend. Do you love me?
No.
I'm
just kidding.
You're
my boy.
You're my boy. Appreciate you for being here.
Oh.
That was crispy.
That was crispy. For those of you who are not watching the video, that was really crispy. That low.
We call them audio listeners.
The audio listeners.
There you go. Yeah, I think that's chivalrous, and that's how it should be.
Chivalrous, is that a word?
Yeah, that's a word. Chivalrous.
Yeah,
that's a word.
It's chivalry. Yeah. Chivalry's not dead.
Well, you're being chivalrous.
You're being chivalrous.
Yeah.
We should have
you
kissed.
Have a chival in your wrist.
Huh?
What?
We should have kissed?
Yeah, we should have.
What?
We did.
All right. Red flag, green flag. Red flag, green flag. She kneels at the national anthem.
She kneels at the national anthem.
I'm just kidding. That's an old thing. They're not allowed. Did you know they're not allowed to kneel anymore? In football at the national anthem?
Why?
Take a gander.
Xander.
Xander. Blander. Put your hand in a blender.
Because it's disrespectful.
Because it is disrespectful.
How so?
You don't kneel at the national anthem. You put your hand over your heart.
Yeah, but then what if you kneel with your hand over your heart?
No, they're just kneeling. So they're not respecting.
Oh, they're only kneeling.
They're only kneeling.
Oh, I was picturing them kneeling with their hand over their heart.
You don't remember the kneeling?
No.
The whole kneeling thing about...
When did that happen?
2020?
No, I don't know.
I don't know. 2019? 2020?
Oh, so kind of
recently. Recently. Not maybe the last 24 years. 2024.
last four years.
Last
24 years.
Last 5 years. We haven't been alive for 24 years.
No, we have not.
No. So she disrespects America. She doesn't like America. So she's disrespecting the soldiers.
Red flag.
She doesn't call anybody on...
Wow!
Oh my gosh, my nose is bleeding.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dripping blood.
Bro! You guys should see this right now. It's gnarly.
I just randomly started.
Are you good?
Blood. Yeah,
oh.
I'm good. It's coming out bad. All right.
I don't want to get blood on me, bro.
All right, just give me 1 second, Jackson. I think it's because it's dry.
Gosh. On the first one, too, bro. So for those of you who don't know, Dominic gets a lot of bloody noses. And it didn't seem like he did anything to get this bloody nose. And it just happened. And it was dripping all over on the side of his table. And we didn't really warn you. So if you're afraid of blood and don't like blood, then you probably shouldn't watch that part. But there's nothing you could have done to not watch that part. And he's gone inside to wipe up his nose because it was dripping everywhere. And it's on the table right now. So hopefully he comes out with a paper towel to wipe this up. I don't mind bloody noses or blood. I'm not scared of blood. And a lot of people are. Actually, in my forensics class, we were learning about blood spatter. And it seems like this is characteristic of just dripping blood, which obviously happens when you have a bloody nose. But there wasn't any signs of like, oh, he's back.
The podcast must go on.
The podcast must go on. Don't step on your blood.
Guys, if you don't like blood, I
already told them. I already said if you don't like blood, don't watch it.
I don't even know if I can show that video, that part. I was like, wow, my nose is running a lot.
So my nose started running a lot, and I was like, that's very weird.
You might have to cut that out.
Yeah, more than likely. So my nose started running a lot, and I was like, huh, that's weird. And then because I haven't had a bloody nose in a long time.
But you always get bloody noses.
I used to a lot, yeah. I haven't gotten one in a minute. So I wonder if it's because it's nice and dry out today. Bro, I was about to cut off the podcast, too. Let me go flip this light on real quick so I can see my blood.
What a great thing to happen.
That's so funny, though.
That's awesome sauce.
Are you gonna cut this part out?
Oh no, this is uncut. We don't cut this out.
Oh, that's right.
Maybe the video, only because I don't want to get in trouble. Alright, I think I'm done.
That was fast. Still sweating, guys. It's freaking hot in here.
I think it is because it's dry and that's why I started bleeding.
It's pretty dry in here.
Yeah, so. close out the section so I can go change my clothes and not be all bloody.
Yep.
If you guys, for the audio listeners, I have a tissue straight up my nose right now.
You look really hot with it, just saying.
Thank you. It's always the right nostril.
Yep.
Always.
Always.
Yeah.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Well, that's going to do it for the first podcast, or probably first two. I don't know. Might do like a
first
third.
However many, yeah.
First couple.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I burped.
Excuse my English.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for watching or listening or whatever you're doing right now.
Thanks for having me as your guest on the podcast.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime. You're welcome back anytime.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you guys so much. You know. Thank you guys so much for joining the podcast. Thank you for listening to the first couple episodes. And
I'll do one final ASMR.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.